Aircheckdownloads.com. Classic
Gold. Across the UK, this is Classic Gold Digital.
Coming up this hour, a terror suspect dies, home insurance is going up, and in the sport, Carlos Tevez has been freed.
This is Classic Gold.
Hey, it's 8 o'clock. I'm Charlotte Saker in a Classic Gold News Centre.
Classic Gold with Del Shannon and Runaway. It's 6 minutes past eight right here on the Even Tastier Breakfast on this Friday morning, the 3rd day of August and the year 2007. Tony Babin and Erica North here with you, and it's a lovely day out there this morning.
It's gorgeous. The sun's out, looking very nice.
Absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. On the day that I haven't got my car with me, well, I've got a car, but as I was saying, I went and, I was saying a little bit earlier on, I went to a chip shop yesterday to treat myself to a bag of chips. I shouldn't have done. I felt very naughty, and my car wouldn't start outside the chip shop, and so I started it, got it going, and managed to get it to the garage, and they've loaned me another car, but it hasn't got the roof that you can take off, which is a bit of a drag, but never mind about that. Here's somebody. How many hours do you sleep a day, given a chance?
I'd
right?
like to say eight, but I'm normally not quite that much. About six hours.
Mm. Yeah, with me it's about four hours.
Wow.
But you do 6 hours, and you like eight.
Yes.
That's what normally people sort of 8 hours usually. Soccer's Michael Isan, I think that's the way you pronounce his name, sleeps 14 hours a day to make sure he's not caught napping on the pitch. The £80,000 a week. £80,000 a week. Unbelievable.
That's
isn't
a lot
it?
Of money.
£80,000 a week. Chelsea ace claims that he needs the kip to keep him calm for the games. So he needs 14 hours a day to make sure he's not caught napping.
Wow.
We need at least 8 hours a day to make sure that we don't fall asleep watching the players play, actually, every Saturday. That's a long time, though, isn't it?
It is a long time.
14 blooming hours. Mm. What have we got in this hour? We haven't got the secret sound. Let's just tell everybody what it was,
yes,
if you can remember.
It was a slinky.
A slinky.
A slinky going down some stairs, one of those toys, those big spring things that walks down the stairs on its own.
It was a slinky, and that was one yesterday.
For £290 it went for.
Yes, indeed. Unfortunately, the lady in question wasn't in the Winners' Club, but there you go, it went. We will have Neil Shaw. He'll be with us for the final show.
And Tony's top TV tips with Sky Plus, too.
Yes, indeed. We've got all that coming up. And, of course, in a moment, we're going to move it a little bit forward. And in a moment, we're going to give away one of our special sauce bottles.
Squeezy bottles, yes.
Okay. Now, at the moment, 29 each. Brown and red are both 29 each. But which one is going to be the eventual winner?
Well, you should know. You're psychic.
I do know. I am psychic. And it's amazed me, actually, to be honest with you. I think I'm right in saying, during the course of all this, I've only got about three wrong.
That's right.
So this morning, I'm hoping I'm going to get it right, and I hope so. But at the moment, amazingly, and it wasn't organised this way, obviously, because you chose it, 29 each. But which one is going to be the eventual winner? Which one do you think?
Well, red surged into the lead at the beginning, which I'm personally a red person myself.
Mm.
So I think it's going to be red that pips the brown to the post this morning.
All right.
That's my prediction.
Okay, I know, obviously, because I'm psychic, and you'll find out very shortly when we will be playing Beat the Intro.
Aircheckdownloads.com.